Free Talk Live. We are kicking off the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free and bring up anything at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site for free. So head on over there and enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Main feature of the site allows you, the listener, to actually control the content. As you're surfing about, you find something online that you think is pretty neat, you want to share with our listeners, whether it's a blog post or a video or a news item, you just submit it as show prep to the site, and then other listeners will vote on whether they like or dislike it, and the most liked will make it to the front page in the top of the website at freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. Of course, we will take your calls about absolutely anything, but this hour, Mark, let's talk about something we promised last night we didn't get a chance to get around to, because, really, it's not a news show. We talk about issues on this program. But there are some interesting issues out there that are tied in with some of the news, and in this case, the Postal Service has been desperately trying to figure out how to deal with, a bunch of factors. Number one, the economy is a little tougher now than it was before, so they're dealing with that. Number two, they're also still dealing with the exodus from snail mail that has been going on ever since the advent of the Internet, and as the Internet becomes more popular, more people just decide, well, we don't really need to get anything in the mail anymore. We can send all of our, you send pictures of your son Jack to your mom down in Florida. You send videos of Jack to your mom down in Florida. You can't do that easily with the Postal Service. There's really not much you can do with the Postal Service, and it's very costly to use the Postal Service. So people know these things, and the Postal Service is pretty much just dealing with spam mail and the Luddites.
Junk mail.
That refuse to use the Internet these days.
Well, you know, sometimes people will send... every once in a while, it's nice to get a card through the mail, okay? I mean, you know, but I think that is diminishing over time in value to people.
You can send those over the Internet, too.
Right. I think that there's a generation behind mine that doesn't care that much about whether a card comes through email or whether...
What's that? I'll throw your card away.
What else do you do with a card?
I'm not sending you any Christmas cards, pal.
I'll look at it and then throw it in the trash.
Well, you have to set them out on the fireplace for the holidays,
yeah, that's
man.
What you do with them. You set them out for a little while so that you can enjoy them for a period of time. But yeah, you could be an unfeeling, soulless bastard like Ian.
How's
your relationship with your mom and dad, Ian?
I think it's better.
They came up here for a little while. They visited. But how do you enjoy it? You've already gotten the joke. You read it the first time. You enjoyed it then.
Me some nice things.
I usually get pictures of like the family or the kids or something playing, and so I set those out, and it's nice to look at.
I mean, beyond when you look at it the first time, it's enjoyable the first time, but how many times can you get the same Garfield joke and enjoy it over and over again?
It's not supposed to be funny again. It's supposed to be, oh, they sent me something nice. You think about them a few times, but you do toss them.
Gotcha.
That's what you have to do.
Well, some people collect them and then they save them and they're pack rats.
You create a fire,
right.
Hazard or something.
As though they're going to look back through all of their years of Christmas cards and get all teary-eyed over them.
I make an effort to make sure I get the return address into my electronic address book, so I at least have that.
There you go.
Have the ability to write back.
Where the hell were we going with this conversation?
We were talking about people sending stuff through the mail.
Right. And who does it anymore? Not very many people. And so the post office, which has this tremendously large bureaucracy, larger than the U.S.
military. One thing that's better about sending things through the post
office
is sending a check through the mail rather than through PayPal. Okay? When you send money through PayPal, they're going to hit your butt for...
Not true. Nope, you can avoid that if you are doing a personal transaction. If you're selling something on eBay, then yeah, they're going to hit you with a 3% fee. But if I just send you money, Mark, over PayPal, there's no fee.
Why would you send me money?
You were just talking about people sending each other money, right?
I'm talking about sending checks. Why do you send checks? Because it's commercial. I mean, people
not always. Sometimes you send a check for a birthday or something like that.
Yeah, that's true. You could do that. You could send it through PayPal for that reason. I don't know how many checks that are sent through the mail are actually birthday checks. Okay,
just tell PayPal it's personal. They don't know.
Okay, I look, I don't know what... the fact is, when I get checks, it's for business, okay?
Yeah.
And when I get checks, when I get something through PayPal, they hit my butt, okay? Mm-hmm. They ding me as hard as they can. I'd rather get a check through the mail and have to deal with the possibility of that check bouncing and getting the $30 fee than I would getting dinged every single time I try to get a little money through PayPal. So there's a reason to use the mail instead of using the Internet.
Pay for convenience.
I guess. I mean, what's convenient about it?
You get it instantly?
I don't want it instantly. Okay. I want all my money.
Yeah. Okay.
There's the convenience I'd like, all my money, and not have PayPal ding me for it. Thanks very much. So, anyway, you were just saying reasons why people would use the post office. There it is. But largely, the post office is an ad venue. It is a government-subsidized ad venue for junk mail. And here's the weird thing, is that junk mail has... is cheaper. It's bulk mail. And so it's kind of ended up that, you know, we're sending stuff at full price at First Class Mail, but Domino's Pizza or whomever, I don't mean to single out Domino's, but the pizza joints, they're sending their stuff, we're subsidizing them. They're doing the bulk mail. They're getting it at a cheaper rate. At this point, that's almost the whole only thing that comes through are bills and junk mail, and I think a lot of people get their bills online.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, anyway, this is from topics.com, T-O-P-I-X. Unions thwart postal service reform. The U.S. Postal Service is close to maxing out its $15 billion line of credit with the Treasury and could run out of operating cash by the end of the year. Almost out of money over there at the post office.
By the way, I wanted to check my facts on this just to make it clear. The post office is bigger than the Army, bigger than the U.S. Army, not the full military, bigger than the Army. Over almost 600,000 people in the post office, about 550,000 in the Army. This is a huge bureaucracy.
Right, and remember, they'll tell you every single time that this is a private organization. The post office was made private in the 70s. The first line in this is, the U.S. Postal Service is close to maxing out its $15 billion line of credit with the Treasury. Sam, what's your line of credit for the OTN? You run a business. What's your line of credit with the U.S. Treasury?
That'd be zero that I know of.
Ian, Free Talk Live, I haven't taken out a line of credit with the U.S. Treasury, but I was just wondering, have they given you one?
I've never asked for
one. I don't have never heard of a business that has a line of credit with the Department of Treasury.
Except
for the post office, which is a private company, mm-hmm. I've been told by all their employees. Everybody says this. They parrot it like a bunch of mitre birds.
They wear it proudly, like a patch, like it's something they've earned.
The FDIC got a huge bailout from the Treasury in order to prevent themselves from going bankrupt and being unable to secure the bank accounts of all the failed banks.
Yeah, I don't think too many people consider the FDIC to be private. And this is what they tell themselves about the post office. It's private. And this is what I'm trying to point out to them. They're lying to you. Yes, they're quasi-private in that they're supposed to be profitable, but they don't do that, and they never have. So let me continue here. Its contract with the postal unions is preventing the USPS from implementing the cost reductions it needs to get its finances under control. Labor accounts for 80, that is four-fifths of the U.S. Post Office costs. The service has...
Whoa, one more time. Labor accounts for 80% of the post office costs.
Absolutely. Those expensive letter sorting pieces of equipment, incredibly large pieces of equipment that must cost hundreds of thousands of dollars each.
Pales in comparison.
20%.
What about their gas bill?
Pales in comparison.
80%. The service has the second largest civilian workforce in the nation, behind Walmart.
Are the pensions included in the 80%?
No, they're not. But they're not going to tell you that in this article. 85% of workers are protected by the collective bargaining agreement. So 15% are these sort of, you know, they have the periphery.
Part-timers or something.
Yeah, they have the periphery people that they've managed to hire on the last few years that don't get all the benefits.
Wow.
The unions have become a giant anchor on the already sinking ship, Ted DeHaven, a budget analyst for the Cato Institute, wrote
right.
in an article appearing in the Daily Caller.
Sorry, these bureaucrats don't care. Obviously, they don't care about the Postal Service. Otherwise, they would be giving in, right? They don't really seem to care about their... They must really believe that their future is guaranteed beyond the existence of the Postal Service, because if they don't make these changes and get their budget in order... then they could be in some real big trouble. But the Postal Service bureaucrats are just standing firm. Well, we're not going to move. We can't adjust our contracts. These are our paychecks we're talking about.
No, they're just holding people hostage, holding the government hostage so they can get another bailout, period.
That's a good point. Yeah, because that will be what happens here. If the Postal Service says, well, we can't change because of these unions, we're just going to need money from the taxpayers. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babkin with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves just by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site for free, so enjoy those, including news updates. You can go to news.freetalklive.com, get signed up for our emailed updates or our Twitter or Facebook. Go to news.freetalklive.com and you will know first things you need to know about Free Talk Live. So news.freetalklive.com just sent out an update this afternoon, actually announcing what the same station we announced last night, WEGP in Presque Isle, Maine, on board for weeknights live, which is fantastic. So again, welcoming those folks on board, and also WBHP and WHOS in Huntsville and Decatur, Alabama, also now expanding their coverage of the show to take weeknights. The third hour of the show is now live every night of the week there. So welcome again. And so information like that usually gets out first via the email list and then via Twitter and Facebook. And you can get signed up for any one of those that you would like, or more than one, all for free over at news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI is a company that does collections. They purchase charged off receivables, and they do early out billing. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers. They treat them with respect because they know that not only you want to keep your clients, but you want your money too. They treat your clients with respect at SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com. It's first from the right-hand side of the page.
The Postal Service has nearly 600,000 employees. As Mark just revealed from this story, and you'll give me the source here in a moment, the postal bureaucracy, 80% of its costs are the staff. It's a tremendously humongous bureaucracy that has its tentacles all across the United States. And when they are being forced, basically, by economic circumstances and also the marketplace, which is driving people away because of the internet from using the postal service, they're being forced to do business differently, to look at different options as to how to do things. Now, they're a bureaucracy, and it takes them forever to figure out what to do, and half the time it's not the right thing there, probably more than half the time, it's not the right choice that they're going to make because they're not really plugged into market signals like any other business is, because they can always go back to mommy government in order to get the next subsidy that they need to keep operating as they've always been operating. And that's really where this is all going to come down to. This story is about how the unions are essentially crippling the Postal Service even further than it's already been crippled by just the fact that it's a bureaucracy and just, you know, not subject to market signals and doesn't have incentives. It's already crippled because it's a government bureaucracy, but it's crippled even further because of this union.
That's right.
Or multiple unions, right?
Last year, the average postal worker received about $79,000.
Whoa.
$80,000 in total compensation. Compared to
what's the average American make?
$61,000 for the average private sector employee. That's compensation, not paycheck, okay?
I don't understand.
Well, there's
medical,
before taxes.
Benefit. No.
Benefits and stuff. Yeah, that's before taxes.
Everything that the total compensation is everything that the company pays, so including all Social Security taxes, any benefits, their vacation time that they're giving you, and so on.
Now, but one thing I'd like to know about this is that they mentioned that 85% of workers are protected by the collective bargaining agreement. I would like to know how much this $79,000 number is drugged down by those 15% who are the noobs, the outsiders, the neophytes, the freshmen. The ones that they don't want to give the real post office jobs to.
So maybe it's more like 90,000. Who knows?
It's definitely something like that. So the union contracts inhibit the flexibility required to effectively manage the United States Postal Service workforce, according to DeHaven. This is a guy from Cato Institute. He cited the no-layoff provisions that protect most workers, which forces the USPS to lay off lower-cost part-time and temporary workers before it can fire full-time employees.
No matter how bad you are, you can't be fired.
Right, and these are the ones that have the big paychecks. The guys with the cheapy paychecks, they can't keep.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how well you do your job. That's not the issue.
Once you're in, you're in.
Union contracts also make it difficult for the post office to hire part-time workers, which could result in savings and give managers flexibility in dealing with fluctuations in the workload. Only 13% of USPS employees are part-time, compared to 53% for UPS and 40% for FedEx. Mm. Despite the USPS's difficulties, the American Postal Workers Union, which represents more than 200,000 workers, is in contract negotiations for the service with the service, and Union Chief William Burris insists that a pay increase for his members is an entitlement. And he says the union wants more money, better benefits. The Haven
never enough.
The Postal Union. I want everybody to think about how has their paycheck been in the last 4 years. Are they getting more money and better benefits?
A lot of people are taking cuts. I know that in the radio business, these radio companies are having a tough time, just like a lot of companies around this country are having a tough time. And they basically come to their employees and said, look, we're going to have to cut your paycheck by 5% or 10%. And if you want to keep working in the radio industry, that's what you have to take.
You know, I could solve all these people's problems if I was in charge, but that's the problem with dealing with some kind of union. If the post office went, say, 4 days a week instead of six.
Which they've been talking about.
Well, no, they're talking about it dropping, but they're not going to be able to. They
right.
can't do it, Ian. They can talk all they want because the union is the one who runs this ship, and that's how it is with all government.
Why would the union object to that? I mean, if the union could continue to get the same amount of pay and work 4 days a week instead
of six? Then why would they stop delivering, Ian?
Why would they stop delivering?
80% of the United States Postal Service's costs
right.
come from... it says right here in the article, it comes from paychecks.
Yeah.
So cutting down days of delivery, if
less
you give
gas.
Them the same gasoline, really, you're going to drop, what are you going to drop, a 0.4% off of their bottom line
that
here?
Maybe what they
what
decide.
What you need is the fat paycheck bureaucrats to sit home
yeah.
one day out of the week, an extra day out
That's
of the week.
That's not going to happen. As you're saying, it's not going
to
happen.
Actually, 2 days would be the right thing to do. Why do you need to get mail Monday through Saturday? Why do you need that? Drop Tuesdays, drop Thursdays, and, you know, you'd be in good shape.
I see where you're coming from, and you're right. It's not going to happen.
It's not going to... Nothing's going to happen until... Because you guys have picked it. Sam already nailed it long ago. The fact is that these union people are going to hold out. The post office is going to just get drugged down to the point that the United States government is going to bail it out, and they're going to...
Yep.
The people of the United States are going to bail it out, and then they're going to continue to walk around in their skippy little blue uniforms with their neat knickers and say, we're private!
And what's also important,
what they do is they got you by your privates. Go ahead.
What's also important to note is that in the private sector, unions are on their way out. They've been steadily declining in numbers over the past several years. But when you look 6% at
6% of people who work in the private sector are union employees, and I think
96% for
yeah,
government.
I think
growing.
It's 60%. Yeah,
it's growing. It's like an inverse. The private market is going one way. The government sector is going the other way towards unions because they don't have this thing called a profit. They don't have to worry about a profit. When they run out of money, you want the U.S. mail service to fail? Is that what you want?
Yep.
Print it out. That's what they'll do.
Constitutional, so they're really stuck.
They'll create a bunch of money out of thin air. They'll print it up, and they'll transfer it over to the Postal Service, and we'll all be poorer as a result. Not only poorer because they'll be taking money from us by the process of inflation, but poorer because we're saddled with this inefficient bureaucracy to transfer things from one point to another. And they will have no reason to make themselves any more efficient. Instead of cutting them loose and allowing them to attempt to exist in the marketplace, that would whip them into shape real
quick.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a 1-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Clip Hanger today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features that you'll find there are completely free, unlike those other talk show hosts in the business that want to charge you for their websites. We go to away, freetalklive.com. So enjoy those features there, including listening options. You want to listen in via our live streams? We've got two of them. There's a broadband and a dial-up flavor. Plus, you can also watch on the webcam or listen in via any phone that can dial long distance via our listen lines. You can get the number for that. Get the details over at listen.freetalklive.com. The listening options brought to you by qualityrental.com.
That's right. And we thank them there at qualityrental.com for sponsoring listen.freetalklive.com. The principal over there, Jim Frechette, big supporter of Free Talk Live. They play it right there in the main section where they keep all the stuff in Quality Rental. They've got tents, chairs, all the party supplies you might need to rent if you're having some party, wedding, barbecue, bar mitzvah, any kind of church gathering, and you're in the southern New England area. It's qualityrental.com. They can help you. Qualityrental.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here discussing the postal bureaucracy and just how pathetic they really are. They talk about how they need to change because of the down economy. Talk about the ideas for what they can do, propose the ideas, which may or may not be good ones, And then
we wouldn't know. They don't get to implement them.
And then they'd all get shut down because their employees are members, most of them, over 80% of them, are members of a union. And the union is basically saying, yeah, you can't do any of that stuff.
You know, unions are fine once you're not when you're not dealing with a government situation. Unions have a great history in this country of, you know, making working conditions better for people. They really did do a great job in that area. And I think that they probably could if it wasn't this sort of mingling of the government and unions together, especially when you're talking about government employees.
Well, here they're not working to make their conditions better. They're working to just jack more money from people.
They'll be to better conditions, absolutely. Getting paid twice what you're getting paid is a better condition, you know.
Yeah, but you know what I mean by condition. Yeah, I mean not getting your arm cut off.
Right. Absolutely. That's that's the old. Those are the old days, and we don't
air conditioning.
Yeah, we don't need unions for that. It'd be difficult to air condition things for the post office people, right? There's supposed to be rain, sleet, and snow, and all that. Tough postal service folks.
So what else is going on? I mean, is there more to share here?
No, this is it. They've pretty much lined it out here that the post office is the compensation package per person over there is about $80,000. They have a $15 billion line of credit with the U.S. Treasury, and it looks like they're going to need to go a little farther because labor accounts for 80% of the USPS's costs. So, this poppycock about them being private, not true. Often they have $1 rents in their huge facilities.
Yep.
Often their pensions are paid by the government, not by the union. So they'll get all
Correct.
Kinds of situations where they get a real benefit.
Usually when the post office is claiming they're in the black, they're not including the pensions in that calculation.
Yeah.
They're just talking about their operating costs.
And they're not paying property taxes on any of the buildings that they or equipment that they use.
That much is true. Yeah, they don't have state governments will make you pay, you know, for capital and things like the capital being equipment.
We can't have a conversation about the Postal Service's benefits without talking about how they have a monopoly on first-class mail delivery.
That's true.
I mean, this is an incredibly huge subsidy that they've been granted by the legislature that has essentially, this has been going on for over 100 years, this monopoly they've had. They can just, if FedEx or UPS decided they wanted to get into mail that was delivered for less than a dollar, they would be committing a federal crime. It's illegal. That's one of the reasons why they don't do that. They can't.
And likely, once the cost of delivering something first class raises to 75 cents,
they'll up the
Congress will raise the amount of raise the amount to $2, and then FedEx won't be able to compete on that level.
Sure, because the Postal Service bureaucrats will come into Congress and they'll say, "My God, we're going to be put out of business by these people. You need to protect us."
Right, and you know what kind of Nimrod, really? What kind of Nimrod thinks it's a good idea that it costs the same amount to send a letter across the street as it does to send it across the continent? I mean, I just cannot fathom this.
What I wonder is, why do they think everybody in the entire country, like out of my farm, why they need to get mail every day? Why it
every
can't
day,
be
yeah.
once a week, you know, something like that, where or based on demand to some extent?
Yeah, if they cut it down to 4 days out of the week, they would make themselves solvent for another decade or two.
That's when I get mine, is once a week. I go to the mailbox whenever I feel like it. I've got a private mailbox.
I got tired of all of the junk mail that comes, and I took the mailbox off the house over a year ago.
Yeah, I don't have one in my house.
I haven't had mail.
I haven't gotten a pizza advertisement in three, four years. 3 years.
Fantastic, guys.
I just don't see any reason for it. For me, what pushes it is when I put that mailbox in the ground, it then becomes the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have rules. If it says U.S. mail on the front of it, I guess, or whatever their rules are, they have rules that say that my friends can't come by and put stuff in that box for me.
As soon as I can get all the movies I want to watch, which I hardly ever watch them, but I've got a Netflix subscription, right? That's kind of one of the things
I'm with you there. It would be convenient to have the Netflix dropped right at the house.
Yeah.
So. Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's more convenient to go to the video store that's, a quarter mile down your street, half mile down the street. Look at all the different stuff that you could get there. See all the new releases. I just prefer that.
I'm shaking his
Luddite.
Head.
Yeah.
What? I just rather have the options of looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the fact is, they'll parade things in front of me that I wouldn't have otherwise seen.
Okay.
Because if I'm looking at a neat little feature where
recommendations,
when you rent things, it knows what you're like and it makes recommendations.
Yeah, I don't do that. My wife handled the Netflix thing. So
well, you're that's because you're a Luddite.
I'm just not interested in handling it.
Well,
when I want to watch movies, there's not enough movies around. What if I want to watch a movie every night?
Yeah, I wish I had time for that sort of thing. I don't. I normally sit on the movies for weeks before I watch them, so they must love me as a customer.
Out of bed before 11 a.m., then you'd have a little more time.
Oh, that's not true. I was up on time this morning, by the way, just so you know.
This morning? What about yesterday, the day before? Let's look at your week.
Yesterday, let's see, I think that was the day that I was recovering from getting back from the trip. I went to sleep at 7 at night and woke up at 10 the next morning.
Baby.
So, yeah. Well, you know, we were up late doing the red eye thing, and that's
I couldn't sleep at that point.
All right. So 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Hey, Sam, I don't know if you happen to have it up, but I know that you had something you wanted to tell us about tonight regarding California.
Yes. This is from, I believe, the LA Now.
They're going to legalize weed. There's a good chance that 2 weeks from now, they're going to, on a ballot measure, pass full legalization of recreational use of cannabis.
Well, according to L.A. County Sheriff Lee Baca, says deputies would enforce marijuana laws even if Prop 19 passes.
What?
Los Angeles.
How can you enforce a law that's not a law? I mean, when Prop 19 passes, then those laws become void.
Well, it's because it's about the will of the people, Mark. God, why are you asking stupid questions? Sorry. Los Angeles County Sheriff Lee Baca said Friday his deputy's marijuana enforcement would not change even if Proposition 19, which would legalize the drug in California, passes November 2nd.
Now, I don't know what he does, but maybe it won't change. Maybe they really don't hassle people with pot in L.A. County anymore. Maybe it's just not worth their trouble.
No, quote, Proposition 19 is not going to pass, even if it passes.
This guy really cares about the will of the people, huh?
Barra said in a news conference Friday at the sheriff's headquarters in Monterey Park. Baca, whose department polices three-fourths of the county, was bolstered Friday by an amendment from the Obama administration that federal officials would continue to vigorously enforce marijuana laws in California.
That's right. Us law enforcers are going to stand together in making our own law in the face of what these darn people decide.
We at the executive branch who enforce the law that the people pass will enforce laws that the people didn't pass.
It gets better. He gives his reasons as to why.
Oh, this will be great. 800-259-9231. This is actually almost a retread of what happened in the late 1990s after California passed by popular vote the Proposition 215 legalizing medical cannabis. The same characters came out and said, well, we're just going to keep enforcing it. Eventually they stopped, but it took about a decade. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and only moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it now to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various different features we have there for you. They're all completely free. Now, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, considering that the website is free for you, you are welcome to do so by shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. It's money that would be going to Amazon. They're just going to send it over to us because we sent them the business. So start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com and get whatever it is you're looking for delivered to you. Brand new or used in dozens of categories, they've likely got what you're looking for. amazon.freetalklive.com. It's happening again. History repeating itself only 15 years after, 10 or 15 years after it already happened once. In the mid-1990s, 1996, California voters overwhelmingly passed Proposition 215, which was the country's first medical marijuana provision. It was done by a ballot measure. It overwhelmingly passed. It went through, and everybody figured, yeah, we won. But then these government bureaucrats, like this sheriff in Los Angeles County, started proclaiming things like, well, we don't care about what the people think. We're going to enforce the laws anyway. And they did. They were arresting medical marijuana patients, and these poor people, these, you know, wheelchair-bound, in many cases, individuals, were having to take these cases to court. Eventually, they finally started laying off. I don't know if the court trials ended up going in the right directions or what the whole history of that was. But
well, Obama promised to end all of the drug raids and so forth on the medical dispensaries and so forth.
And then they kept doing it.
Well, they kept doing it through the state agencies.
Mm.
So now we have a sheriff saying he's not going to follow the state laws. because likely he's getting some kind of funding through the federal government. It's always about these strings that they attach with all the money for the, you know, SWAT team gear and everything else that they give them.
The tanks and all the cool stuff that, you know, Andy Griffith used to drive.
That's a good way to look at this, Sam, because, yeah, a lot of these local boys are getting big money from the federal government. So certainly they could come to him and say, look, hey, Sheriff Hogg or whatever your name is, this money's going to dry up. If you don't, you need to use this money to enforce these laws. We'll pay to hire the prosecutors or whatever defense attorneys to defend when you're inevitably sued for continuing to enforce them, just to try their darndest to keep these things going.
And what amazes me is the Patriot movement that's out there and the constitutionalists. Their big linchpin is really that, you know, the sheriff's the highest law enforcement official in the land. He's elected by the people, so therefore he's accountable to the people, and we just need to elect the right sheriffs. Like, that's going to work here. I mean, you see whose side they're on. May I continue with the story?
Yeah, this guy has basically said that he doesn't care what the people of California say through the legal process, that he's going to enforce...
I am the law.
Something that he feels like enforcing. But I wonder, now, they're saying it beforehand here, which really interests me. What is he hoping to sway the political process? Is that what his goal is by grandstanding at
Who
this
knows?
Time?
Baca said the proposition was superseded by federal law, and if it passed, it would be found unconstitutional.
He may be running for re-election. It may be just him pandering to the, you know, enforce the law crowd.
Well, it might be a bad idea, because if he expects it to win, then, the same people could very well find out that he's a bad person to reelect. I don't know.
Flanked by other opponents of the measure, including Los Angeles County District Attorney Steve whatever, Baca made a colorful assault on marijuana.
Wait, you mean
use?
The prosecutor is opposing marijuana legalization?
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder if they got this quote from him while he was on company time and he wasn't doing his job in the process. I wonder how many rapists and murderers are, their day in court has been backed up because he's, giving quotes to the newspaper.
Asked if he had ever experimented with the drug, Baca said, unequivocal, hell no, he said. Baca said, legalizing marijuana would have far-reaching repercussions, including increasing the cost of drug rehabilitation, causing traffic accidents, prompting labor disputes with employees getting high on the job.
Wait a minute. He is basically restating what the federal government's spokesperson said the other day. We just talked about this story yesterday, I think it was, where the feds came out with this almost the exact same statement that more traffic accidents were going to happen and this and that was going to happen. And there's no evidence for that. None of it.
Well, and then his last one is providing a safe cover for drug cartels selling harder narcotics.
Yeah.
So look at his points here. Drug rehabilitation. Let's get real. The most people are sentenced by court order to go to drug rehabilitation.
Mandated, yeah.
So, and it's just another racket. It's run by the bureaucrats and their friends, and they can, get this guaranteed income from all of these court cases. And it's a rigged system. So that one's pretty ridiculous, given that marijuana is not addictive.
Absolutely not.
Causing traffic accidents. There are millions of people out there driving. There are studies that show people actually do better on cannabis when they're driving. That
study after study.
Well, even if it's just that they're diminished, the fact is they're diminished. If they're diminished, they're diminished far less than they would be by alcohol.
There's not really any evidence for that, though, Mark. Study after study shows that cannabis smoking drivers are as capable or more so than sober drivers.
I think there's got to be some out there that say they're slightly less, right?
The Australian Department of Transportation's own study, the government's own study in that case, showed that to be true.
Sure, there certainly have been studies that have shown that. I'm not disputing
that. And that would be a study where the people doing the study would have an interest in seeing it the other way.
And as far as, employees getting high on the job, well, that's an issue between the employer and the employee.
Absolutely, and it's already happening.
Yeah, and I mean, you have the same issue with alcohol. You can't, in most jobs, go drink a fifth of Jack Bean or Jim Beam
and
go, yeah.
Right.
So it wouldn't be any different. And his comment about the drug cartels selling harder narcotics, well, if you take cannabis away, you're diminishing 50% of their revenue, I believe that's about what it is, right off the bat. So you're taking a huge chunk of the money, of the power, of the corruption, right out of the system and out of the black market, putting it into the legitimate marketplace. his claims just don't even begin to stack up.
And they are right off of the talking points from what the Fed said the other day. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Jamie's on the line in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jamie.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, it's Jamie from WheelsOffLiberty.com. What's up?
I can drive good high, man, so that's always good if you want to know that. But it's kind of like, man, it proves, just 2 points real quick. It proves that voting is just senseless anymore. It doesn't matter what we choose from so-called elected officials. They're going to do whatever they want, so there's no need for us to even participate in the system. And on top of that, I mean, if he's gonna prosecute all these people in the act of smoking marijuana is legal now, well, you know, I'm kind of a heads up on it because I always smoked marijuana when it was illegal, so it don't really matter anyway, right?
How many people who want to smoke marijuana are not doing it because they're afraid of what the government might do? I can't imagine it's a tremendously large amount.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it to me either.
Yeah, absolutely not. Me and my wife were talking the other day about drug legalization, and you know, if the threat of heroin killing you does not deter you from doing heroin, then what's 5 years in the slammer going to deter you from? It just doesn't make sense how our elected officials want to punish people, man. It's just all revenue, and you guys already know that. I just wanted to drop my 2 cents in on that.
Jamie, Baca's got some advice for you. He says, if you have a need for an ounce or less, then use your marijuana, but use it privately, he said. If you want to do a joint in your house, do it, but leave the rest of us alone. So you're bothering him by wanting to bring this out in the open. Why can't you just leave these people alone,
it's
Jamie?
What's wrong
with you?
Man, for real, man. One time, we used to roll a deal called a turkey foot, and it was one big joint with like 3 little joints coming off the end, and it looked like a real turkey's foot. And then we light the 3 little joints. And
you're gonna have to roll one of those up. You're gonna have to roll one of those up when you come up to Pork Fest.
Oh yeah.
I bet one of those had an ounce in it. So I mean, that was recreational.
Thanks, Jamie. Appreciate the call tonight. And that's Jamie from the Wheels Off Liberty podcast, WheelsOffLiberty.com, also airing on LRN.FM.
Jamie's recreational turkey foot.
So it's kind of a similar objection to what some of the activists around here in Keene have gotten. Like, you guys, I support marijuana legalization, but why don't you just keep it inside? Why do you have to bring it outside and put it in everybody's face?
Because that doesn't stop the 700,000 or 800,000 arrests for marijuana and people going to jail and the hundreds of thousands of people sitting in jails at taxpayer expense funding the private prison lobby. I mean, this has become a racket, just like everything else with government, whether it's the post office ripping you off, charging you $70,000-$80,000 for one person for 1 year to drive a truck around and put letters in boxes.
Well, and it also suggests
when Jamie was talking about how voting didn't matter, I would like to point out they voted for Proposition, what was it, previous
215.
Eight was the one that made it medical marijuana legal in California, and that did start all of this. So
sure.
Those people that voted in that case, it did make a difference.
Also, it just took 10 years for it to actually take effect. And also, marijuana users shouldn't be ashamed. You shouldn't be ashamed of what you do. It doesn't hurt anybody. And that's what these people want. Well, hide in your house and smoke your pot. We'll see you tomorrow night. Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold before your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.